is my first time in Ireland. And I mean, we all, like, we Palestinians know that you guys love us. Like, we know this. Like, we know that Irish people love Palestine, but I'm here to tell you, I mean, ask you whether you know how much we love you. I'm gonna give you a moment to take that in. We really, I think you make, going that direction much easier. That direction being Europe and the UK. I think Ireland made it all just smoother, just, to swallow. So thank you. We're really grateful that you are revolutionaries, and that you are beautiful. So yeah, thank you very much. So yeah, we're living crazy times, all of us. It's been strange. I mean, every time I go up to speak, I say that I feel numb, but I feel like it's getting more and more sci-fi. The genocide. I don't know if you've been following the news of Israel exploding the pagers in Lebanon. So, and the drones that speak, and the leaflets dropping from the sky with Quranic verses that are distorted by the Israeli army. So it's been really, really weird to follow. It's been a year of the genocide and 70 years of the occupation. Yet there's something important happening, and I feel that it is the unmasking of a lot of personas, the persona of Western democracy. There are a lot of things that are falling, a lot of truths that are showing, and a lot of from my experience, a lot of colonized peoples realizing they're colonized and to what extent. Why my English is this good, why my bio contains UK and France, and why I feel good when this is said, and my Arabic is not strong, my academic Arabic, my mother tongue, is not as strong as my French and my English. And I think I'm seeing this awareness happen in so many people, where we're reclaiming our language, we're reclaiming our religion, our spirituality, and it's beautiful. And it's very, yeah, it is very sad to see that in order to do that, something this horrible has to be happening. But I think by reclaiming, then we can revolt, I think, properly. But that's where my hope lies, is in when we clean that mess, that shit of internal colonization, we then have a clearer vision to say, this is the enemy, and we've internalized it and we need to clean it. And it's been a journey, and it's a daily routine to keep the compass going. I want to share a very new work. I work with a Brazilian music producer, as Paul mentioned in the bio. And we're working with Shubak Festival in London, which is a beautiful festival that takes place every 2 years. On a manual against apartheid. It's an archive, it's an online archive, and it's going to be shared with everybody in a couple of months. And this manual will contain poems. Yet these poems are poems written to guide us towards this process of decolonization, of protecting ourselves, of raising awareness, of when we're in despair, things we do, because we are in despair and in grief. I think we're arriving to a place where it just feels like there's no way to dismantle these systems. They're too big. And we're, yeah. I mean, I was gonna say we're too broke, but that's just me. But that's something else. Even if I'm in Dubai, don't let that thing. Yeah, no, I'm broke. But it just these systems and these and these rich people that keep getting richer, and they're the same ones that own all these platforms and all these weapon companies. It's just crazy. And you're like, how do we dismantle this shit? It's too much. So this is the spirit of the manual and of the pieces I'll be sharing with you now. There are 12 of them, and they're pretty short. And I've never read them out loud, so I'm very happy to be in Ireland to do that. Bismillah. So they're all in English, and then there's one that's going to be in Arabic. You can hear me all right, right?
Yeah.
All good? Perfect. Number one. If you are a writer, think of writing poems in a city under siege. Think of others writing poems with their windows open. Israeli airstrikes destroying whole neighborhoods. If you are a writer, summon the spirit of Hiba Abu Nada, killed in her home in Khan Yunis on October 20, 2023. Nuruddin Hajjaj, killed in his home in Al Shuja'iyah on December 23, 2023. If you are a writer, stop for a minute and read the words of those who burned with more to say. Gather your strength and speak to Rifat Al-Ar'ir in your every breath. Tell him we hear you. Tell him we are living to tell his story. Tell him we are making it white with a long tail. To imagine a free Palestine, we need to free ourselves. To free Palestine, we need to understand all the mechanisms which keep oppressive systems in order. What holds you back? How you do one thing is how you do everything. Do every single thing with an intention of liberation. The occupier seeps into most things. The occupier wears many masks. And to resist, we have to start small, cellular, atomic, particular. Take a moment now. Think of your whole life's purpose. Remember Audre Lorde's questionnaire to oneself. There's a difference between being alive and constantly fearing for your livelihood. Poison is having more than you need. Poison is greed. Focus, organize, decolonize. And every one of those pieces, when they're released, will have many initiatives. That, well, the pieces capture the spirit of these initiatives. Because since forever, people have been organizing. And the aim of this project, the Chubak Festival, is to create an archive of all the ways people have been organizing and resisting and so on. So every one of these texts will capture and will have with it all these links to initiatives and names and references. So this is the project. Number three. Educate them young. Remind them that English is a second language. Tell them stories, our stories. Remind yourself that when you gave birth to them, you decided to continue something. Tell them about land. Explain trees. Explain that memory is a weapon and oblivion a form of defeat. The colonizer wants us to forget. The colonizer wants our children to look less and less like us. The colonizer kills our children. Teach them to say Palestine. Teach them to say أنا بدي أصير, أنا بدي أطير. Teach them about resistance. Start with an electric circuit. I'm gonna choose some as I see on whim. Number five. No thanks. I'm not buying this. We have been sold too many things, especially lies. The West only lives when others die, so no thanks. I'm not supporting the Coca-Cola Company, Nestle, Danone, Procter and Gamble, L'Oreal. When I walk into a store, I will scan every item. I will look for alternatives. I will support local ethical brands. There are many apps and initiatives to guide my boycott. I will remind myself, my small acts of resistance are kindness. My small acts of resistance carry my heart towards abundance. I am not a mere consumer of your brands. I am alive and have eyes and hands which expand way beyond your multi-billion dollar companies. I have eyes and hands brave enough to say no. As much as I like this shampoo, as irresistible as your offer is, I will resist. They claim our hummus and falafel. They ban the harvest of za'atar and akkub. They lack flavor. They steal our land, kill our farmers and trees. They have no taste, take more life than they give. Oh, this one needs editing. They have no taste, take more life than they give. Let's begin by documenting the dishes closest to our hearts. Akkoub bil laban, khubbeze, halat. Let's keep the legacy of our parents, our grandparents, thriving. Let's support Palestinian food providers, farmers, chefs. Remember, the occupier is an outsider. The occupier cannot steal the soul of our food. The occupier will never succeed. We are the heirloom seed. Let's remember. Let's kick the occupier out of our food. Number. Oh, this one was a very good oh, it was a slap in the face for me. So I think when we're in despair, we start to turn against ourselves or turn against people around us. And an ex-lover of mine, I mean, one, it's an ex-lover, so it's very easy to be resentful of an ex-lover. But an ex-lover of mine is in a very corporate job with a company that's quite complicit in the genocide, and not directly, but you know what I mean. And during the genocide, my ex-lover, who really loves Adele, chose to fly to Munich to watch Adele. And I got so bitter. And my mind kept saying, Adele in the middle of a genocide in Germany? Horrible. They don't care about Palestine. They don't care about what's going on. I'm so glad we broke up. My mind was playing games. And I caught myself. I caught myself, saying that my lover is horrible, my ex-lover is a horrible person because they don't care about Palestine. And of course, that really helps in liberating Palestine, this thought process, as you can tell. Really nice to be sitting in resentment, resenting an ex-lover. It's a really, really strong resistance. It works. If all of us do this together, be resentful of our ex-lovers, Palestine will be free. I wrote this to kind of confront myself, and I saw this behavior in many, many people around. Look at the story they posted. They've been posting about their vacation, not about Palestine. This behavior is everywhere, but I caught myself and I'm like, oh shit, here you go. So let's face them demons. Tell the truth. How resentful are you at so many people, your people, for being sellouts, friends and family? How much of your day do you spend hating on them in your mind and actions? Colleagues and acquaintances, those working corporate jobs which benefit the occupation in one way or another, those who still insist on buying brands on boycott lists, those who haven't tuned in or spoken up enough, those whose life choices you regard as being complacent with genocide. Drop your activist ego. You are probably projecting and mad at yourself more than anybody else. This is probably your despair in disguise, your sense of uselessness. Is this your fight? By resenting yourself or people around you, are you contributing to the liberation of Palestine? Bring people together, your people. Unite against the occupation. Get your act together. Find practical solutions to stop the killing machine. Work on your resentment. Channel it somewhere useful. Consider therapy. This one has all the mental health initiatives, the mental health initiatives that are specifically talking about what's going on in the world sociopolitically, not the mental health initiatives that tell you focus on yourself, and that don't talk about the world at all. So there are many, many beautiful initiatives. So this one was like, okay, I will. So this one will have all these initiatives, will point at them. Okay, the I don't know how I thought I'd time myself, but just Paul, let me know if I have more time. How is
Yeah,
that?
you're doing good
How
for
are we?
time. You're okay for
Yeah?
time. Yeah.
Great. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so this one is in Arabic, and intentionally, it's about all the initiatives that could be in English but choose to be in Arabic. Because, I mean, everything in English somehow gets more places, but also when we start writing content specifically in English because we want to reach certain places, to go to Europe or to be in the States, we keep speaking to the West. And because it's the language that made it everywhere somehow, we fall into this But there are initiatives that are like, no, we're gonna try to focus and reclaim. And so this text is in Arabic because of that and talks about that, right? It talks specifically about language and who we address when we write our work in English or when we create our companies in English. Or and this is, I think, a huge struggle everywhere, even kids. Like I was in Jordan, or I mean my mom's family is in Jordan, and Jordan is becoming more and more Americanized and Westernized, like the Emirates, like many, many Arabic-speaking countries where English is cool and Arabic isn't. And America is cool and everywhere else, you know, there's this self-loathing thing going. And in Jordan, the kids, like I worked with some schools, I'm like, holy shit, the kids don't speak Arabic. It's weird. Like they hate it. Most of them are like, ugh, Arabic. And it's disastrous. It's getting worse. I mean, it was bad enough when I was in school, but I'm seeing that it's even getting to cities that are, I mean, you know, we expected them to be less colonized culturally. So this is I'm just going to read it in Arabic. I'm not going to translate, but I kind of translated it in spirit. بكف خاطب غربي ومستغرب، بكف ترجم اللي يدوب بيتقال، عم بيقتلونا بالجملة، اللي بده يقاوم مش مضطر يبرر ولا يعطي أسباب، ولا يخلق لجنة من المستعمرين في راسه يقيموا أفعاله وأقواله. وكلنا فاهمين إنه كتير منا في لندن ونيويورك وبرلين، ودولنا عملاء وموظفين في إيد الأمريكان والمتصهينين، فمش مضطرين نخاطب غرباء ومستغربين، ولا مضطرين نتجاهل إننا انفصمنا باسم التحضر والتقدم والحداثة. نسينا نحن مين، وواجبنا نسترجع قبل الأرض لغة وثقافة ومفاتيح العلم والدين، ومش نستهلك كل اللي بينباع وكل اللي بيتقال على المنصات. واجبنا الإنصات واستعادة البوصلة. Okay, I'm going to end with, so I will stop with the manual. I think I read like 8 or 6 of them, I'm not sure. But, and one of them really needs editing, the food one. Thank you, I noticed this now. The piece I will read now is a piece that's very dear to my heart, that I've been reading publicly and in protests and on stages for months and months and months. And it's about us. It's about us keeping ourselves strong and fighting as much as we can. And I think, you know, there's a certain liberty in knowing that. I mean, I think it's problematic to call it liberty, but we can be killed like this. And this is, it kind of makes me personally more brave. If my brothers and sisters are killed in the thousands, like that just makes this whole individual, I'm so important, just less, you know, this idea of the individual, this individual on, you know, on Prozac, individual on I just feel like there's a liberation in that, because it feels like it's easier to imagine collective movement, it's easier to imagine dying for a cause. In my case, this is what I'm trying to say, because human life is really worthless to these governments that we've praised and we thought are the most civilized and the most, woo, you know. I studied in London, like that's how it feels now. Like The UK is selling arms and Germany is selling arms, and it's just like it's just falling. Yeah, we all need therapy, really. It's intense. I haven't spoken to anyone in a while, so guys, I'm so happy I'm with you. You're a very warm crowd. I mean, I can't imagine actually being in Ireland. I know it's something I really, in the Republic of Ireland, like I really want to be there soon. This is to all the things that we know how to make so well, and to all the springs that bloom within us. Watch us renew a thousand Aprils in us every day. This is politics at the end of the day. It always is. Yet this is way more than I ever thought. The surface only reveals the bad joke, and those who partake in making any war profitable no longer have a place in our hearts. Those looking for fame or a name to leech on, those playing victim or innocent or superstar. Those fueling the feud only to watch it from their terraces with champagne and say, "Oh, we know this well." We say, "Bless you, but go to hell." We no longer have a place for bullshit. This is not about the gods we hold on to find solace in the story. This is about living well, living so well that the story itself is solace, that the gods themselves appear as love or laughter or joy or anger. This is about living well, about electricity, food, and water, about eating kousa mahshi in my grandmother's house in Nablus without having to cross an Israeli checkpoint, about singing Jannah Jannah in Homs without the ghosts of a stale regime. We do not want to make money. We want to make life. We want to grow like grass out of the cement that we call business or culture or tech or whatever the fuck we call it. We are exhausted, yet never exhausted enough, because we know that there were people cleaning the streets of Beirut after the explosion, gathering remnants of their homes with dreams to build new ones. So we are part of a movement. As scared and as anxious as we are, we will join forces with the bees and the trees against the gold miners. And we will not break as much anger and love and anxiety as it takes. We will not break as much anger or love or anxiety as it takes. The Berlin Wall fell, and so will the state of Israel, because we fucking love too late.